Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. And it is the beginning of January and the end of a busy, busy holiday season. And I don't know about you guys, but that week between Christmas and New Year's is that week where I just feel so much apathy, indecision, loss of motivation, and generally just feel kind of lost and a little bit of a wandering of my brain. And I just think that especially working mothers are so freaking exhausted by the end of giving everybody their dream holiday, beautifully choreographed, all the right gifts, all the right food, all the right decorations. Got to think about your staff. You got to think about your husband. You got to think about your kids. You got to think about everyone on your list, your mom, mother-in-law, sister-in-law. And it's just a lot, the entertaining, the decorating, the getting everything perfect. So I think finally that day, the days after Christmas, before New Year's, are the days where you finally have some downtime and there's this void of nothing going on and haven't quite yet hit the New Year's parties, haven't quite yet found the New Year's ambitions, and it gives you pause. And I think all of us feel a little bit of those Sunday scary feelings of like wondering like, okay, what is life all about? Is this really what life is about? And am I doing the things I should be doing? Am I doing the things that make me happy? And every year over the holidays, I vow to cut out the little things that make me less happy. So this year I did not send Christmas cards to everybody. I like getting them. I definitely like to keep in touch with people and see everyone's kids changing and growing. But I don't really love sending them. I found it to be so much extra pressure, stress, and homework. So that was one thing I let go of this year. And I felt good about it. And yes, I haven't sent it. Maybe I'll change my mind and send a Happy New Year's or Happy Valentine's card. But I want to do something that feels authentic, not just like I have to do it because everybody's doing it and I'm supposed to do it because that's what the good moms do. Decided to just let that one go, even though I have some nice pictures too. But I think picking the things that matter to you and letting go of the things that don't matter, that you're doing out of convention, out of the fact that you've always done it and you're a people pleaser, these are things that are going to help you. And these days in between Christmas and New Year's, these are important days to really evaluate your life and like what kind of things did you do this year that made you happy? What kind of things did you want to do more of? And what are your dreams and passions? This year, one of the hardest things with COVID for me has been seeing myself, my staff, and society in general become so apathetic, so much apathy. And loss of drive and loss of motivation, loss of ambition. It's like once you give in to your comfort mode and you get to stay and work from home and not, you know, put on your best face and perform, it's very easy to fall into that mode every day of just like doing what's comfortable that doesn't push your boundaries and that just feels like it's no stress. So in a lot of ways, I think COVID was good for people with anxiety who didn't have to leave the house and didn't have to bring on and turn on their anxiety, that fight or flight defense mechanism that we all get in the view of, you know, performance and performance anxiety. But for many of us, COVID had an opposite effect of causing us to withdraw a little bit from our dreams and losing the motivation that we get from seeing our colleagues and peers performing at their highest. And I think that that has been detrimental. So I'm looking forward to getting back on track and doing the usual 100 projects that I have running, as opposed to like doing, you know, just a few curated, isolated things. It's been good for me to curate and focus down on what I've liked to do more so, as opposed to saying yes to every little thing. But it's also made me realize that once I stop running and just stop and still and quiet, it's very hard to get motivated again to run more, far harder, faster, further. But isn't that what human ambition and desire is about? The desire to push yourself, to be your best, to push the boundaries of your field, to, you know, become the most athletic, refined, healthy version of yourself. So I like to use this time between Christmas and New Year's to kind of confront that feeling of laziness. And it's so normal that we all get this. This is a time to take pause. And some of my favorite authors have described this moment. If you have heard of Glennon Doyle, you know that she talks about it. She says the most terrifying day is Monday after a long holiday like this. Sunday scaries times a million. It's called January jitters. And it's something that we all feel overwhelmed and anxious about. It's one of those things that we're in a productivity detox, she calls it. Right now, we are in productivity detox. That's why we feel itchy and worthless, but wait it out. Be still. It's good. We're remembering our inherent worth. And it's because we're also addicted to a feeling of busyness, productivity, feeling worthless because we haven't worked these last few days and we're worried that we've got nothing to show to prove how valuable we are to show for our existence at the end of this week. And it's still good for us to be still, to wait it out, to demand that if you just stop, think, look, and listen, are you truly going to like what you see? I think I really agree with Glennon Doyle when she says, I think there's a bit of peace on the other side of stopping. Maybe the kind of peace that comes from remembering our real worth. We are worth everything just because we exist. And that feeling of making to-do lists, being tough, having to have New Year's resolutions, it makes you just remember this feeling of feeling like you're not worth anything because you spent a week taking naps and resting and eating and just filling your soul. So this is just a reminder that going forward, you can do less and still be worth it, still feel worthwhile, and have more rest and play and ease in your life. Remember, you need to work to live and not live to work. And there's a really nice quote that I like that talks about goals and resolutions and dreams. And the most important thing, I think, during this time period is not forgetting your dreams. You might feel like you're temporarily off track, your ambitions are waning, but remember to write down some of your dreams and the things you resolve to do. And that will help you manifest those dreams into reality. I tell my daughters all the time that if you really look back to the girl you were, and to my son, actually, you look back to the person that you were in seventh grade, around that time of being, you know, 12 to 14, those are the years when you truly know what you want in life. You know what you want to be, or you know what you dream that you can be. And I think those are dreams that are so valuable and important to not forget. Your adolescent dreams of who you thought you could be and what you wanted to be, those somehow stay true for years. I know for myself, I always envisioned myself a writer, an artist, a doctor, and somehow I've managed to forge a life where I'm able to create, be a doctor, be a writer, be artistic, and be a mom. And I wanted all those things. And then my college age self thought that that was super unrealistic, that you couldn't necessarily do all those things, that you had to pick and choose and focus. And it's only now when my kids are grown that I'm starting to realize that, yes, I can still have each and every one of those dreams in little amounts and pieces and portions that make me happy. A gentleman named Greg Reed wrote this quote that says, "A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. And a goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. And a plan backed by action makes your dreams come true." And I thought, wow, that was a wow moment for me because, like, that is absolutely right. Instead of to-do lists with millions of things to do, let's make a plan with steps, an action plan, a pathway for us to follow to reach our ambitions and our goals. because it's very hard otherwise to keep assigning yourself tasks. It's very, very hard to keep thinking that you're inadequate and not worth it, that you're not doing enough because you can't master all these productivity tasks on your to-do list. So I would encourage you guys to make a list and think about your ambition. Write down some dates, write down some steps. That's super scary and intimidating to have dates, isn't it? Because if I say by the date of December 2023, I'm going to have accomplished this one task, it's kind of like I've written a contract with myself. So that is the essence of ambition, what it takes to build yourself in your little steps that form good habits. I think ambition is so important in everything we do, and you should not leave sight. You should not lose sight of who you are and what you want to accomplish. We don't need permission from anyone to let go of the things that are not fulfilling. And you will someday have a magical day when you wake up and you realize that you need to express yourself and you need to do the things that make you happy, different, weird. That's your strength. You need to ignore hatred and criticism and live for the things that mean so much to you, that you're passionate about. And treat yourself with kindness. Kindness is one of the most important things that we need to practice for ourselves. As a woman who's ambitious, I often task myself with so much pressure on my back to raise a family, to make sure I'm running a perfect home, to make sure I'm, the best friend and the best coworker and colleague at work. There is nothing wrong with being driven and nothing wrong with putting yourself first to reach your goals. But Maya Angelou said, life's a bitch. You got to go out there and kick ass. I love to see a young girl go out and grab the world by the lapels. Life's a bitch. You got to go out there and kick ass. That's Maya Angelou. Love it. Don't forget, if you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun. That one's Katharine Hepburn. Love that too. And be tough. Be tough with yourself, but be kind. Know exactly what you want. Be ambitious. I think that's very important, to rediscover your ambition and your inner goals. And don't let this silent week, this dead week, take you away from your motivation. Don't let COVID take away that feeling of wanting to accomplish something and make the world a better place and achieve and have drive and ambition. Don't let COVID make you have apathy, and don't lose sight of your ambitions. And on that happy note, I want you guys to all do so well in 2022. Thank you for all your support and for motivating me. You definitely need to have a decision to act and have tenacity. You can do anything you decide to do. I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but you can act to change and control your life. And all you have to do is start. Just remember, it's normal. It's normal, this process we're going through. It's normal to be frightened. It's normal that difficulties happen. You're going to get through them. That's it for now, guys. So much love and support and good health and happiness to all of you. Blessings for 2022. And send me your messages. Tell me all about the things you're struggling with for your ambition, your dreams, and your goals. And maybe we can put out some ideas to help you too. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find some of my amazing skincare and new projects coming for 2022. I love you guys. Stay beautiful.